The profile of learning is not all bad. It attempts to ensure that an A in one classroom is comparable to an A in the next room or in the next district. The profile starts to break down some of the walls between subjects, walls that exist in schools but not in the real world. English comprehension is not just for would-be poets, but for anyone who needs to do research. Math disciplines, such as statistics, affect social and industrial decisions. Sadly, the profile's authors in the Department of Children, Families and Learning were so impressed with their own work that they forgot to involve anyone else in its implementation. At a series of meetings recently to discuss the profile, legislators and officials grumbled that the ignorant masses were ill-informed about the new program. But they missed the point. It was the CFL's job to inform parents and other citizens about a radical departure in education. The profile replaces a letter grading system that's part of the language. When you change the culture, you do so with care. It's true that many people don't understand the profile of learning. This is because it's insanely complicated and inconsistent. Its language ranges from the highly technical, analyzing and modeling iterative and recursive patterns, to the hopelessly vague, demonstrates a sense of an artistic whole. Some of the goals are loosely defined, particularly in the arts. Some of the business classes read like excerpts from a management training manual. It's not surprising that the bureaucrats failed to sell the profile to parents. Some of the strongest resistance has come from teachers. The CFL has missed a lesson from the industrial world. Revolutionary change cannot be dictated from the mountaintop. What many teachers heard was, "We're from CFL, and we're here to tell you how to do the job you've been doing for 25 years. It didn't work at General Electric or Boeing, and it won't work in schools." But the most glaring omission in the CFL's plan became apparent at a meeting a few weeks ago between high school parents and admissions counselors from the University of Minnesota. The university official said that the university had no plan to move away from the letter grades, test scores, and transcripts which it uses today to compare applicants. If the state's own university is not going to use the profile, when will it mean anything to some private college out of state? Meanwhile, the profile lumbers on, as vast, squishy, and unstoppable as the stay-puffed marshmallow man in Ghostbusters. Under current law, it must be in full use by 2001, so this is probably the last year to do something serious to make it work.